Jay Ratliff joins us now from daytradefund.com. Jay, I thought before we jumped to this thing on the Feds and the interest rates and where we're at going into the holiday weekend with the market closed on Friday, I thought we'd get some discussion going with you on the stock offering of Donald Trump's super stock. And obviously, when stocks go public, they have a big burst of energy, and they're worth a lot of money. And then do things normally happen like that with a IPO, and then they kind of level out?
They do. In fact, I remember when Facebook, all those years ago, went public for the first time. And when it happened, what we had was everybody jumping in on it. And as soon as they did, the stock kind of dropped by like 10-15%. Mm-hmm. And people are thinking, oh my goodness, what have I gotten into? And of course, it didn't take long for the stock to take off after that. And of course, once you're in an IPO like that, you're locked in. I mean, you can't sell your shares for sometimes 120, 180 days.
Yeah,
or
I think
so.
This one is six months, according to the board there.
Yeah. So if you grab something and it goes flying through the roof, I mean, you're counting the days down to where you can sell that bad boy. If it's shooting up, or if it's dropping, you're counting the days down so you can exit it. But look, anything that's associated with Donald Trump is going to obviously be a success. And I mean, that's what the man has done from a business standpoint his entire life, and this is certainly not going to be any exception. So it doesn't catch any of us off guard. The people that it bothers are the people that do not like Donald Trump, and they want everything that he touches to turn bad. But that's for the existing president, not the former president. Right. So, you know, it's interesting and fun to watch those kinds of things. Does it have a big bearing on the big picture as far as the Dow and other things? It does not. But one of the things that we're looking at right now, JT, is that we're knocking at the door. I mean, when you look at where the Dow is at right now, it's impressive to see where we're at right now. As far as the futures this morning are up 154 points. The Dow's at 39,834.
Wow.
I mean, we are knocking at the door of you know what.
You and I were just talking about this last week. I mean, are we going to get 40,000? And here it is.
You know, the Buzz Lightyear crowd to infinity and beyond. I mean, that's exactly been the case. And you've got the S&P. It's up, I think, 5 months straight right now. And, you know, the thought is that this is going to continue to go for a bit. And you have a lot of people on the sidelines that have been sitting around thinking, you know, I just don't know. And then when things get to these incredibly high prices, all of a sudden they're like, oh, I'm going to jump in now. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. I mean, you're jumping in at some of the highest prices ever. But it's not like when gold goes up and up and up and up and up, that's when people decide to buy it. And it just boggles my mind, because I know people don't shop that way. Right. They look for deals. They look for bargains. But when it comes to stocks, they just have this fear of being left out and missing out. And that emotional urge overrides their thought process, and they just, jump into something that they should have perhaps waited on.
You know, while you see the blips in the headlines and everybody's attention and the excitement on some of these big things, and the market's up like this, we're looking at 40,000. Then you look over here on the sidelines and you see the Fed over there, just kind of steady she goes. Let's not get crazy. He's not eating ice cream and putting the party hats on. He's going, all right, y'all go ahead and just have your phone over there for a minute. But I'm telling you, I'm not budging on this. So where are we with the interest rates? I mean, he put it out there last week again that, we're getting to a number that I like, and we're not there yet. So we still may see some interest rate movement.
I think he's like, when we were kids, we didn't listen to our parents. I don't think we're really listening to him, because, we came to this year with people saying we were going to have eight massive interest rate cuts. And of course, you and I were trying to discuss, bring everybody back down to reality. And we tried to do that because, look, the Fed chair said last year in the fall that he'd hope this year, 2024, that they would have three interest rate cuts. And that's only if the data supports it. And right now, if we look at inflation remaining at or near 3% going across the board, I don't see the Fed cutting anything. I see the Fed just standing pat until things are under control, and then they can slowly, gradually start to drop interest rates.
Yeah.
It's a possibility we could see 3 this year. It could be a possibility of 2. And I'm not writing off the fact that we might not see any until next year. Now, that's a stupid prediction because we've got a lot of real estate between here and the end of the year. But the bottom line is that the Fed's made it very clear what their goal is and what they're looking at. And until we reach their predetermined exit points with regards to the inflation targets, they're not going to budge, because what they've done so far seems to have helped. So the idea that they would abandon that proven game plan over the last many years to just kind of go along with what a lot of the people are pushing for,
right,
would be ridiculous. And Jerome Powell's not going to do it.
All right, let's talk about Alaska Airlines as they had that door, you know, the plug blowout. And the the passengers receiving a letter from the FBI saying that, you know, you could possibly be a victim of criminal activity. What's going on here?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't obviously a terrorist activity, but you could be looking at criminal negligence. And a policy that the FBI adopted a couple of years ago is that anytime that there's individuals involved in something that they open up a criminal investigation on, they notify those individuals that you may have been a victim of a crime. Now, they're not going to share the details of the ongoing investigation, obviously. And Alaska Airlines has stepped forward saying, look, we don't feel like we're the focus of the probe, but we're doing everything that we can to cooperate. The bottom line is that the DOJ is looking at this and saying, we're going to find out if there was negligence here, and if so, go after it. And of course, Boeing has replaced, or will replace, their CEO, thinking that's going to help. Didn't help 5 years ago. It's not going to help now. But I'm anxious to see if there's any criminal charges that are brought forward, because when you see the incompetence, negligence, and the complacency that's ongoing right now, Boeing, that's absolutely unforgivable. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
All right, and we will follow it. Jay, thank you for your input this morning. I appreciate you.